Hey there, welcome to this episode of What's the Truth podcast with me, your host, Jessica Hoddle. Today I'm talking about lie number five, I can't hear from God. You're listening to the What's the Truth podcast with me, Jessica Hoddle. I'm a number one bestselling author, wife, and coach. I refuse to let you keep believing the lies that are coming at you from every direction. Every week, I'll speak truth, bring encouragement, and inspire you as I uncover the lies you may believe to be true about your life. Each episode is meant to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I'll often hear this on repeat with many of the women that I talk to inside of my coaching groups. I can't hear from God. And so we automatically kind of tend to go to the negative. Well, if I can't hear from God, then that means that I must have done something so wrong. Maybe he's not speaking to me. Maybe he doesn't love me as much. Or maybe I just really messed up and he's really, really far from me. And it's just like the enemy, right? And so we tend to say, I can't hear from God. So my follow-up question is usually something like this. I'll say, how much time have you spent recently reading your Bible? How much time have you spent meditating on just scripture? And so here's the thing. Those questions are not to condemn us, but to bring us back to reality to say, I can't hear from God, but really, I'm not really spending time with God. And so how can I hear him? How can I know his voice if I'm not spending time with him? So here's a really good example of how we can bend our ears towards his voice. So say you're in a grocery store and maybe your kid is literally screaming in another aisle, like three aisles away from you. Not saying that you like abandon your kid, but you know what I'm saying? Like maybe you just all of a sudden hear him screaming. The store is busy, but out of a busy, crowded store, three aisles over, you hear your kid screaming. You know it's your kid. Out of all the other kids and adults and voices talking, you know that it's your kid. Or maybe your best friend. Maybe you're in a room or the bathroom or wherever, and you're just talking with your best friend, and you can hear her say your name out of all the other people because you know that that's your best friend talking to you. Have you ever thought about that before? But here's the thing. You know their voice because you've spent time with them. You know the sound that they make when they say mom. You know the sound that they make when they say your name, Jessica, because you know their voice. You don't know all the other voices. You don't know all the other people in the room and what they sound like and what they're about because you don't know them. So you know God's voice when you spend time with him. Just like we get to know our best friend when we spend time with her or him, we get to know our children because we spend time with them all the time. Same thing with our husband. We know our husband's voice because we spend time with him. So when in a very, very crowded room, you know, whether it's your son or your child or your husband or your best friend, you know it's them talking to you because you know who they are. And this works the same way in our relationship with God. We know his voice, we know his character, we know his nature, we know his love, not just through experiences, but that we get to know him because we read his word. And it tells us about who he is. As I dig a little bit deeper with the women that I work with, I tend to often say and hear, I should say, that we want things from God a lot. And so we'll pray and we'll talk to him in the moments that we want something. And then when we don't hear a quote unquote response back, we think, well, I can't hear from God and I don't know what he's saying. And so maybe he doesn't have an answer or maybe he doesn't want this to happen. And so often we want from God, we want him to give us something. So we base our faith on our feelings and our relationship becomes regulated by the resources he does or does not provide in the moment. And that's kind of, for most people, the extent of the relationship they have with God of, I really need you to give me something right now versus us searching out who he is. And then when he doesn't give us something, we automatically think, well, he's a bad father and he obviously is punishing me and he doesn't want me to have or experience this. And this is my punishment. And so we fall into this deception of God's character and nature when that's not what he's about at all. Genesis 3:8 says, they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the cool of the day, Adam and Eve. And this was right after they had ate the apple. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the cool of the day. They heard. And then John 8:47 says, whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. So if you are of God, if you are his child, guess what? It says you hear him. You hear him. And so scripture doesn't say that as a believer, you can't hear from God. Those are the lies that we tell ourselves all the time. And then we sit in them and then we begin to believe them. And then soon enough, all the lies continue to drown out the truth. And we don't actually know what the truth is anymore because we keep believing this lie. Well, I can't hear from God. Can't hear from God. God's not speaking to me. And we're just searching for him to give us all these answers. Give me all the answers. Tell me exactly what to do. Tell me. And it goes, gimme. But we have to ask ourselves, when was the last time I sat down with him? Not for him to give me something, but for me to know more about who he is. So here's something that the Lord kind of gave me a little vision on as well, is I want you to think of a clogged drain. So I always think of, for all the women out there, you know, when you're taking a shower and your hair fills up the drain in the tub, right? And then the tub water starts getting higher and you're like, I gotta clean out the drain because my hair is blocking the water from going down the drain. Hopefully that's not just me, but maybe you're laughing to yourself and you're saying, yes, like I probably need to go do that right now, actually. But when we think of a clogged drain, the water can no longer go down. It's blocked. And so when we think about the living water that flows in us, like scripture says, it's really easy for our hearts to get clogged just like a drain. Over time, the lies, the envy, the jealousy, the deceit of God's nature and his love for you starts to clog this drain. And it's just like over time when you take a shower and that hair falls into that drain, it doesn't happen all at once, but it's over time. And then sooner or later, like, oh my gosh, it's time. I have to clean out this drain. It's not going down. And you hit this kind of like hiccup. And sometimes when your drain gets so clogged, now I'm talking about, you know, people here, is that you tend to explode because you have nothing else. Your heart is so full and so full of all the feelings, we'll just say, that now nothing else can penetrate it. And so when we think about, again, going back to the living water, it's going to be really hard for that living water to flow out of you and through you when you have a really clogged drain. And so often, I'm going to go here, we point the finger and we go, but God isn't doing this for me. So I must be doing something wrong. And so we point the finger on God. God's not talking to me, but really we need to point the finger back to ourselves and go, maybe it's me. Maybe it's me because, well, I haven't dealt with a lot of the pain in my own life. Or maybe I really do need to work on forgiveness or work on what it means to promote and to pray for the sister next to me instead of being jealous of her, like we've talked about in a previous episode, which I will link below for you. It's important that we're not just out in this world pointing fingers at every pain point that we have, because we're missing the point with him. He's the only one that can truly tend to our pain. As we read his word and we see the work in the life of Jesus on earth, and what it means to forgive and to walk through that and the lust of the flesh. So to hear God, we have to tune out other voices. And here's something I want us to understand is that God doesn't get louder just because you are in a crowded room. My pastor said that, and I loved it because when I say crowded room, it's kind of in quotations. It's crowded room meaning you have so many other voices and opinions going on at once that you can't really hear God because there's so many other voices talking to you. Everybody's giving you their opinion. You see social media, and whether we believe it or not, social media is still influencing us, even though we say, well, I'm mindlessly scrolling. You're not mindlessly scrolling. You're still receiving input through your eyes and through your mind about what's going on in the world. And so God doesn't get louder just because you're in a crowded room. He is that still small voice. And so in order for us to hear him in a crowded room, we got to take him and let's go outside. Let's go on the balcony. While all the other crowdedness and everybody else is in their own room, having their own opinions. But I'm going to take God and I'm going to take his word and I'm going to go and I'm going to be by myself. I'm going to turn off the TV. I'm just going to not watch Netflix. I'm not going to scroll on my phone. Whatever it is for you. It could be in the car for 5 minutes. It could be in your basement, in a closet. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Let's stop putting religious duties on something that he never called us to be religious about, and that's spending time with him. We know that the lie is, I can't hear from God. And so what's the truth? The truth is that we are very capable of hearing God. Just like John 8:47 says, whoever is of God hears the words of God. So you are very well capable. But like I just said, God doesn't get louder just because you're in a crowded room. He's a still small voice. So our truth is that sometimes we need to get quiet. And sometimes we have a really, really clogged drain that we need to empty out because now it's getting so full that we are like exploding. And we don't know why. And all the things of our hearts, all the thing of our heart, all the things of our heart keep lingering around. And every day we just add more and more to that clogged drain. And so now we got to peel back the layers. We got to get real with God and ask ourselves, what's in my clogged drain? And for some of you, it's like ripping that hair right out of the drain so that you have the living water. And sometimes it's ripping those weeds out of your heart. It's ripping out that anger. And we got to take the root. We can't just trim our weeds. More weeds are going to grow. We can't just trim it and go, oh, well, you know what? That's good enough. They look okay. But this doesn't work. And so we need to continue to tackle the root and uproot it so that the truth can be planted and grow. So our truth today is you can hear from God. And that is good news. And this podcast is not to condemn you or anybody else because I'm in the same boat as you. There are times where I'm just like, I can't hear you. What's going on? Are you talking to me? Maybe I'm not being quiet enough. Maybe I'm doing too many things, and I start to question. But I remind myself of the things that we talked about today, that I need to remember his still small voice, and that I know the lies because I know the truth. And so you get to hold on to that truth today, that he does speak to you. He delights in you. He delivers you because he delights in you, and that's in scripture. You can hear from God. If you are of God, you can hear God. You are his child, you are his beloved, and he loves you. Thanks for listening to this episode of the What's the Truth podcast. I'm so glad that you're here, but I don't want to miss you being here. So make sure you subscribe to the What's the Truth podcast, and I'd love to hear what truth that you're standing on today by leaving a review. Until next time, come hang out with me on Instagram at Jessica Hoddle, where we can connect and continue to support and encourage each other on this journey to uncovering the lies that we believe to be true about our lives.